All right, 9:24 on your Tuesday morning, Bernie and Sid. 2 days before Thanksgiving, this is the season to give back. And last year, Bernie, you remember this, I got a call from a friend who said, meet me on 7th Avenue by Penn Station because I'm handing out knapsacks to the homeless. And I said, you must have the wrong number. I ain't doing that. Long story short, of course, I did do it. And it turned out to be, in terms of intrinsic value, a very rewarding day. I loved it. And I did a bunch of things last year. I'm doing more this year in that respect, paying it forward. And I had a chance that day to meet this guy, this very handsome guy, Tony Osso, JL Blessings out of New Jersey. And we walked up and down. Now, what was beautiful about that day was, you may not remember this, when we were done handing out the knapsacks, it snowed.
Yes.
It started snowing. And you talk about the Christmas spirit with the knapsacks, up and down the Macy's lit windows. Here comes the snow. But I went to Andrew's coffee shop, and I just reveled in all of it. So thank you for that last year, and welcome here this year.
Guys, I'm excited to be here. Thank you guys for having me on the show. This is amazing, being able to just talk about J.O. Blessings and get the word out there to get people to help us. Yeah, I had an enjoyable experience with you joining us last year.
Thank you.
I remember that, the snow. We actually handed a backpack out to an older woman. It's an amazing photo with snow falling. I was actually putting a blanket on her and giving her one of our backpacks. That's one of my favorite pictures. But even more important is that we're trying to help people. You know, we're helping people. Last year we did over 1,758 backpacks.
Wow. Well, you can see the backpack right here, Bernie. It's right here. We took the last year we started in Penn Station, walked down 7th Avenue, ended up in the Port Authority. These are heavy, just so you know, Bern. Yeah. There's a lot of stuff in this bag. In fact, Tony, if you wouldn't mind, maybe you can get up.
Absolutely.
And you can watch us live on TV right now on WABCRadio.tv, WABCRadio.tv. Tony's going to show you what's in this bag.
Look at that.
Well, Bern, could you imagine if you're a homeless guy or a girl, you get this? Look at this.
Forget homeless guy. I want one right now. It looks very appealing.
Tony, can you tell people what's in the bag as you start to take some of this stuff out? These bags are like 20 pounds each, swear to God.
I see food. I see an umbrella. I see cups, you know.
There's a lot of things in here, and this is what I tell people. Look, make it your own. Put what you want someone to have. We have the Simple Bare Essentials, a brush. A story about
Make sure you're talking to the mic when you do that. I'm sorry.
Sure. Yeah, story about this brush is a woman took a brush out the one time, and the first thing she started doing was just combing her hair. Who knows, you know, when was the last time she was able to do
Probably
that?
Probably years, right, Tony?
Right.
Years.
So this is simple things that we take for granted.
It's been years for me, too.
But you look great, man. You look
great. Thank you.
Again, it's non-perishable foods. We got wipes. There's hauls. There's all sorts of clothing, like socks, scarves, gloves, blankets. There's in here. We got these are more scarves. Again, there's so much stuff. Look, they even put playing cards, which I always tell people, make it your own, so they could, you know, do whatever they want with the gift that you're given.
Truly a blessing if you're down on your luck on the streets of New York. Truly a blessing. So, Tony, tell us again more about JL Blessings, how people can access it and stuff like that and help out.
Sure. Yeah, you just visit our website, jlblessings.org. It tells you there we have a flyer that tells you when the drop-offs are, and our distribution is. You can also email us at justlove.jlb@gmail.com or visit our social media sites and DM me and I'll get back to you as soon as we can. Just one more thing I want to say that...
Yeah, by all means, we have plenty of time.
Okay, great. One important thing is that with the backpacks is that we want a handwritten positive note to go with it.
Did you write these or somebody else?
No, we have children writing them, schools that are, you know, participating, and they're actually writing these notes. We write them as well, but we make sure that no backpack goes without a handwritten note and a first name, so they have someone to be grateful for. Because imagine going through this backpack throughout, you know, the holiday season, and you're just pulling stuff out. You just want to attach it to a name.
Of course.
So the first name is just as important, because now they're like, oh, my God, Sid just gave me this backpack.
Yeah.
You know, this is amazing. And they just have that grateful, that spirit.
So
maybe
read that note. I'm curious. What does the note say?
So this note says, don't ever stop believing in miracles. After all, this is how we got here. You are loved, and you're worth it.
Wow.
Right? Very nice.
Wow.
It's amazing.
That is amazing.
And
yeah.
we have tons of these messages from kids writing these notes, and they'll be put in all these backpacks.
So how does this start? I mean, you're clearly a nice guy. I've known you now for a year. You got a big heart, you know.
Thanks. Thank you.
You do. This type of work, it takes a very special person. So congratulations.
Thank you.
But how does this all start? How does Tony Iaso start wanting something like this?
Bernie, that's a $1 million question.
I'm sick, but that's fine.
I mean, he's Bernie.
Sorry. I think Tony's a little nervous.
A little bit.
No, you're doing great. You sound great.
Absolutely,
I promise you. You sound great.
Really do.
That's right. Give me a little more time. I'll warm up.
We have a shot at the kilo in the back for Tony.
Yeah, but what motivates Tony? Come on. That's the bottom line is what we want. You're a great guy. What motivates you?
I mean, I love helping people, and I believe that, you know, giving is everybody thinks it's a selfless act, but it's selfish because I get so much out of it. And I use selfish as a positive word. Giving these backpacks out does a lot for me. We started this 5 years ago.
Only 5 years? What did you do before that? I'm just curious. You were like a stockbroker or something, or an actor? Or
no.
What did you do?
No, I'm in the real estate game. I've been in the real estate game for a long time.
So, right.
I came up with the concept. I said, everybody keeps asking me, how did you get started? And I said, the only way I'll reveal it was on the Ellen Show, but she's not going to be no longer there. So, it's a simple concept. We don't take any money. No money, you know, you have to just participate. And we're getting, like I said, we're getting the whole communities to participate. We got schools. We got just families that are sharing the experience with family members and making these backpacks together. And they're sharing their experience with us and telling us that this was amazing just to remind them of the simple things that are needed.
Very nice. Well, I got to tell you, Tony, it's one hell of a thing you're doing. Are you a Christian, or is it a religious thing on your part, or just?
No, I am. I'm religious, but this was just based on what our motto is. Our motto is JL, just love.
Just love.
Just love.
When you say religious, what does that mean? I mean, you go to church every Sunday. What do you do? I'm curious.
I do go to church. I can't say every Sunday.
Okay.
But I am religious. I Catholic faith, so I believe in God and
sure,
but I can't say I go every Sunday.
Okay,
right, so you're going to hell.
Thank you.
By the way, I go to church a lot. Bernie can attest to that because we are right down the block here, basically from St. Patrick's Cathedral.
Right. Yeah, it's beautiful
and,
there.
Oh, it's beautiful. I've gone many a Friday. In fact, our good friend Ed Randall is at the lectern on Fridays. So December 7th is the date when I'm going to meet you, I guess, again at Penn Station.
Yes.
I'm going to start handing out knapsacks up and down 7th Avenue. Now, it's just 7th Avenue to Port Authority. Is that the destination?
We do from 7th Avenue. Then we have a team of JLers. As you saw, we have a group of 4 to 5 people that go together, and then multiple groups, and we go all the way down to 10th Avenue and all the way to 6th, and we walk all the way uptown.
Wow. But you do this also in New Jersey, right?
We do it in Newark, New Jersey. We collaborate with the Covenant House of New Jersey, and they put us into schools that kids are on the brink of homelessness.
Yeah.
And we walk in and we bless them with these backpacks. But we don't just drop them off. We actually talk to the kids and try to inspire them and see what's driving them, what's motivating them.
I have to give Dolores credit because she's the one that actually did introduce us last year. She took me up and down the road. You know, she's going to do some work in New Jersey. So she does deserve the credit for at least you and I getting together and making this happen today. So thank you for that, Dolores.
So one more time, Tony, how can people help? Just one more time, the website. How do they contact you?
So, again, they could get to us by reaching out. Go on our website, jlblessings.org. And also they can email me at justlove.jlb@gmail.com. And they could print out our flyer, and it'll tell them where the drop-off locations are to drop off these filled backpacks. And we'll get them out to the people who really need them.
What are those folks out there that want to actually help deliver the knapsacks like I do? Could they do that too? Anybody?
Absolutely. So we have December 5th is preparation day. And what we do there is we make sure every backpack is completely full, has a handwritten note, has a first name, awesome, has a free resource list, and then we put our tag, Just Love, on it because, again, that's our motto. And I tell everyone, the more love you give, the more love you receive. And
absolutely,
that's what we want them to know. That day we prepare it. They can come help that day. We'll be in Norwood, New Jersey at the community center. And we'll also be in Tenafly, New Jersey.
Oh.
Yes.
My old stomping grounds.
At Keller Williams' office. And
Nice.
We'll be putting them together in those two locations. So that's a great day to participate.
Sure.
And if they want to come out, we're going out December 7th to New York City. December 8th is Newark, New Jersey. December 9th is Patterson. Again, with Dolores Catania, right. We're going to deliver to one of her places, which is Oasis.
Been there.
Yeah, it's great. Great organization for battered women and children. So we give a ton of backpacks there, and we also give to Rockland County, New York. And that's
Yeah,
on December 10th, we're going to give
Where are you in Rockland County? New City? Or, no, I can't. Probably Spring Valley.
We're up in by Spring Valley, and we also give it to Pomona. We work with the police department there.
Yeah, great people. Well, listen, you do amazing work. I enjoyed it immensely last year. I can't wait to do it again this year. You talk about intrinsic value. It is huge, as you could only imagine, Bernard. You know, you've done stuff like this many times.
It restores our faith in humanity. This gentleman right here.
Yeah, so thank you so much.
Thanks, and, I appreciate it.
I'll see you in about a week and a half.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to having you again, joining us.
I'm looking forward to it. One more time, where can people find you? JL Blessings?
JLBlessings.org.
JLBlessings.org. Folks, check it out today. Tony Iso, that's the man helping make Christmas for the less fortunate better here in 2021.